Hello, my fellow life walkers and freedom talkers. Get ready to start journeying life mostly natural with me, Moke Angel. Hello, my fellow life walkers and freedom talkers. It's me, Moke Angel, and we are about to head down this pod trail called a lovely, magical hibiscus sabdariffa flower. And this particular herb is truly not only beautiful, but magical because of all these amazing benefits that I was shocked to find out, because it's not only good for you internally, but it is also good as far as being a fiber that you can make textiles out of. I had no clue that you can actually make like jute material out of hibiscus fiber. So this is rather an amazing plant overall. You can not only just eat the flower, because some places that you go to, they'll just say, oh, the only part that you can eat is the flower or the petal or the callus, which is the middle, the center part of the flower, or you know, another place they'll actually let you know that you can eat the whole plant is basically useful to you in one way or another. And I am excited to share these benefits for you. I will also share the side effects as well, because it's really important to know, even though it's on the lower end as far as side effects are concerned, it's just good to know if there's any possibility of there's something that you might have to be concerned with, or depending on where you're at as far as your life stage is concerned, or in case it's something you're going to recommend to a friend, then you just want to make sure that you just get all the information you can possibly receive. And I hope I can share that with you. That being said, let's get into it. Okay, so the reason why I started using hibiscus sabdariffa flower in particular is because of its weight loss benefits. That was how I was introduced to it as an adult. Like I told you earlier, the reason why I love this particular flower is because it was just something that was reminiscent of a really happy childhood memory. But when I was looking into ways that can help my weight loss challenge for this particular year, I saw a remedy that had hibiscus sabdariffa flower as its main ingredient. And when I looked into it and I realized that they use it for this weight loss purposes, that was the reason why I started using it. Now, I didn't really get into all the other benefits that it had because I was just looking for a specific thing. And that particular item that I was looking at, this was the main ingredient that it had. And so I just did a little bit more of research as far as that was concerned. But now that I'm sharing this with you, I just want to make sure that I can give you as much information when it comes to how it can help you. So besides weight loss, all right, it is great as far as any kind of heart issues that you have. If you are having a high blood pressure, especially, or hypertension, it is due to its bioflavonoids that is in it that it helps prevent dealing with the bad cholesterols that collect in your bloodstream. It gets rid of that. So that is why it's so helpful when it comes to your heart. It is also amazing as well as cholesterol, And now it is also amazing as a hair treatment. Now, it has a lot of vitamin C and minerals, and it also has this compound called polyphenol, which is in the leaves of the plant. And the best way that you'll be able to get any type of remedies for your scalp as far as the hibiscus plant is concerned is either by using an extract, or you can make a paste. Now, how the paste will be helpful for you, and this is another benefit that it has, is that it can also help get rid of lice. And that is by making that paste that I was talking about. So basically, you want to make a mask for your hair, and you just use the hibiscus flower, the plant, it's on the leaves, and you just grind it all up and you just create a paste and you just put it on your scalp and make sure you cover your hair. And you just leave it on there for, you know, a good hour or until it dries, and then rinse it off. Which I had no idea that you could use it as a lice remedy. I've never seen it except for when I started doing a bit more research into all of its benefits and going from one place to another. I found that it also is helpful for dealing with lice. So any of you parents out there, I know it's back to school time right now, and if you have any of those concerns, this is a great way for you to be able to take care of your kid's scalp, but not have to worry about if they're going to have any kind of side effects, because some of those lice medicine out there can be rather strong for you. Okay, now, the other thing that's really good for is, like I mentioned to you, it has, because of the fiber that's in it, it's really good for constipation as well. And it also helps with your fever. Now, hibiscus subgiffa flower or hibiscus flowers are known to be more of a cooling plant. That is what it's really known for in the medicinal realm. Even if you're looking in the Ayurvedic medicine, they really do revere the hibiscus plant. They call the hibiscus japa in the Ayurvedic medicine. And in there, I'm going to reference my book here, The Way of Ayurvedic Herbs. And I would love to say the author's name, but I think I mispronounced them so badly that I'll just look up The Way of the Ayurvedic Herbs and you will more than likely find them. But in their book, they actually tell you what tissues that the hibiscus flower can help you with. And those tissues are, and I'll read them to you, they are blood, plasma, muscle, marrow, nerve, and reproductive. So for instance, when it comes to your blood, it can help cleanse your blood, it can help blood flow. So if you're having hair loss issues, that can be due to thyroid problems that you might be having as well. Well, it helps the blood flow to your follicles in your hair roots, so your hair will grow better, and it'll help sustain it on your head if you're going through any kind of issues as far as medication is concerned. That's one of the things that I was surprised to find out, that it can help you recover from types of cancer treatments that you are having to deal with because of the chemicals that you might have to get your body exposed to during those treatments. Well, it'll help alleviate some of the toxins that your body has to sustain while it's going through the treatment, but it'll help get rid of it afterwards and help you recover quicker. That's according to this blog that I read here that tells us, it's called Live a Little Longer. And that was one of the claims that they had made as far as your cancer treatments are concerned. It also claims in this particular blog that they found the presence in certain researches of anthocyanins that are considered anti-carcinogenic. So that's another thing that the hibiscus plant is really good to help you with. I'm not saying it's a cure, I'm just saying it's a possibility, because there is research out there showing that it can do that for you. Now, I'm just sharing information that I'm coming across, and you, like I always tell you guys, do your own research, find out for yourself if the facts are facts, but it's better to know something and find out for sure if it is valid for you, and if it is, it might change your life, right? Okay, so we're going to continue on. Now, the other thing that's really awesome about this particular herb is that it has anti-inflammatory properties as well. So that does coincide with how it can help you with any type of high blood pressure issues that you're having. If you're having any swelling issues in parts of your body, if you're dealing with headaches, those sort of things, it can help with that sort of issue as well. Now, it is good for your digestion by helping you deal with like any type of constipation issues, bowel movement issues that you're having. It'll help calm those down, and it also helps with urinary issues as well. So, I mean, it's just like an all-around great plant to have in your medicinal arsenal. Now, as far as blood is concerned too, we can talk about how it can help you as a woman with your womanly issues on a monthly basis. It is supposedly good for menstrual cramps. So this is another thing that can be a great tea for you to try to use to be able to get through that period of time, because it helps not only with the menstrual cramps, but balancing your hormones out. by balancing your hormones out. It helps with those times where you get like really super cranky, or if you're dealing with, you know, you're kind of feeling a bit blue, it helps with dealing with that sort of stuff. As well as if you kind of start getting the munchies, it helps calm those issues down. So that's super, super cool. Now, the other thing that I had no idea about this, because I really am a big fan of red clover. And you guys, if you heard that episode, listen to it. If you have any problems when it comes to like menopause and any of your womanly health, especially your breast tissues, red clover, I'm a big, huge fan of that. But it also helps with menopause. So this could be a great complementary ingredient that you can add to your tea recipes if you're making certain infusions to deal with certain issues. So if you're dealing with any type of menopausal issues and you're especially having any kind of hot flashes, those sort of things, this is a cooling tea. So this is something that you could add and coincide together with red clover. So that is a great thing for you to try, and I'm totally saying go for it. I love hibiscus tea. I really, really do. Now, the other thing that's really awesome about the hibiscus tea is, or the hibiscus flower, not just the tea, besides the fact that you can be able to do all of the things that I had mentioned, it is really good about, like I mentioned to you earlier, as far as moods are concerned. Now, if you are dealing with depression and you are trying to find natural remedies, this is something that you could go ahead and try for yourself and see if it can help balance that out for you as well. Or it can be complementary to something that you are already taking. And the nice thing about hibiscus is the fact that it's something that you can take it on a more daily routine. There are certain herbal medicines out there that you can only take it for a few weeks at a time, and you gotta give your body a break from it. And this is one of those herbal teas that you don't have to do that with, unless, of course, I'm going to get to the side effects here pretty soon, where if you're having to deal with certain times of your life stages, that you might have to take a break from it because of the fact that it might interfere with whatever it is you're trying to accomplish at this particular time in your life. Now, it also has great anti-aging properties because of the high content of vitamin C in it and the minerals that it has as well. And it is just an all-around great tea to have, not only for your health, but it also is a wonderful tea to have as far as, or plant. You can have it as a plant in your garden, and you can eat the leaves, you can eat the flowers, and it can make your dishes look beautiful at the same time. So this is a great plant to have in your personal garden as an herbal medicine or a daily ingredient for your menus for your weekly lifestyle. So I would definitely do that if I were you. I do have a type of that plant here in my personal garden, but I would love to be able to incorporate this particular flower itself, which is a really happy thought for me when I was a child. And I will do that as soon as I can figure out where to put it in my yard. Okay, so real quick, let's just go over all these fantastic benefits that the hibiscus saffron flower has for you. So it helps your heart, it helps your mood, it helps menstruation, it helps your menopause, it helps cool you down, it helps fevers, it helps with hot flashes, it helps with cramps, it helps with hair loss, it can fight off lice, it can deal with constipation, it is a detoxer for your body, it's also antibacterial and antimicrobial because of those particular compounds that I mentioned, and flavonoids that I mentioned to you earlier. It helps with blood pressure. Did I say that already? It helps with lowering your cholesterol levels as well, if that's something that you have to worry about. But at the same time, it builds good cholesterols in your body. So that's an awesome thing to know. because sometimes, yeah, you can get medications out there that just lowers the body, your cholesterol's in your body, but it doesn't help build the good ones. And that's where the fat fighting comes in, because it helps with weight loss. So there you go. And that's, oh, one other really fantastic thing that I almost forgot to mention is that it also has the cancer fighting benefits as well. Now, as much as I would sit here and love to tell you all the happy, wonderful things that it can do for you, we do have to talk about the side effects. And it's only a few. There's not a whole bunch, but it's enough for you to be concerned with if it's something that you have to deal with in your life at the moment. So I'm going to keep this short and sweet. There's only about five things, maybe six. Okay, so the first thing I want to talk about is, just off the bat, if you have any kind of flower histamine allergy problems, then you might have to look into seeing if this is something that you can have in your daily recipe as far as your herbal medicine is concerned. If you are trying to get pregnant or are taking any type of hormone medication, you are probably going to have to see if this is something that's going to coincide with those particular type of prescriptions or over-the-counter medication that you're taking. If you are having very low blood pressure, then you might have to talk to your doctor about that as well and see if this is something that you can either take every once in a while, or, you know, if you can just take a low amount of it every day and see if it will affect your issue as far as low blood pressure is concerned. Now that's a good thing that I'm going to mention about the low blood pressure, because the recipe I'm going to be sharing with you, that I promised I was going to share with you, the summer cooling recipe, it actually has an ingredient in there that will coincide, that will help boost your low blood pressure. So there you go. Wait for that at the end. Okay. Now, the other thing you have to worry about is if you're on birth control medication, you have to be careful with taking this particular herb because of the fact that it might, you know, affect that. The other thing that you have to worry about is, there's one other thing. Dang it. Hold on. So if you are having any kind of pregnancy issues. No, it's not. Okay, anyway. If you are pregnant or if you're breastfeeding. Now, the pregnant part, okay, I would say talk to your OB about that. If you're breastfeeding, you might have to talk to either your pediatrician or your OB. I'm not sure which one you talk to at that point, because it's been a while, and it depends on your child. But breastfeeding, it depends on where you go. One place will say it's okay for you to have the hibiscus tea while you're breastfeeding, and another place will say not to. And the other thing about the hibiscus remedies, that you don't have to just have it as a tea. You can also have it as an extract. There are also oils out there that you can use as well. So there are different ways of being able to use it. So it might not be the particular, it could be just the particular concoction that you use for yourself that might be how it will affect you. So that's another thing that you would have to discuss with your doctor, to just determine if there's, you know, can you take a tea, or can you have it in a dish, or is it okay for you to put it as an oil but you can't have it in a dish, or is it okay for you to drink it as a tea but you can't use it as an oil? Do you know what I'm saying? So those are just different things that you can think about and put into consideration when you're discussing these issues with your doctor as far as side effects are concerned, and if what they think is that might be the best application for you. And that is it. So I promised you I was going to share this really cool, refreshing tea that you can have during the hottest time of your summer season. And that could be a really early hot fall. So this recipe is something I created, and it is delicious. Seriously, it is so good. All you need is about a quarter cup to a third cup of hibiscus sapdriffa flower tea, and you're going to need about a half a cup of fresh honey mango, and the honey mango is the one that's going to help you with the low blood pressure issue. Just that's why I said this is a good thing that's going to go together, and you might need to wait and hear what this recipe is. So it'll balance off the fact that if you're having to take the hibiscus for the high blood pressure, well, the honey mango will help you with the low blood pressure. It's a blood pressure balancer. It's good for high and low blood pressure. Go figure. I'm not going to talk about that today, but that's the extra ingredient, as well as a bit of lemon. And the lemon, you're going to be using about maybe a tablespoon to 2 tablespoons, and you're going to put this in a 2-quart mason jar. And then you're just going to fill that quart and mason jar with hot boiling water, and you're going to let it sit for either 15 minutes if you want a quick tea, or if you want something a little bit potent, more stronger, then you're going to let it sit for 4 hours to the next day, depending. But because you're using fresh, if you use fresh mangoes, honey mango, then you're going to have to put it in the refrigerator right afterwards, okay? Now, if you're having a friend come over and you want to share this tea with them, then do the 15-minute remedy. You're going to have the same fantastic thing. And the wonderful thing about this is that if you're looking for something that doesn't need a whole lot of sugar in it, then that honey mango really gives it this wonderful sweetness. And if you just need a little teeny tiny bit more, then add your local honey to it, and it will taste so fantastic, or an organic sugar or a sugar substitute, which is something that I would do. Now, that is my recipe. I hope you enjoy it. And if somebody says, oh my gosh, well, what if I use dried mango? Well, then just use about 1/4 cup of your dried mango instead. I don't know if it's not honey mango dried, it's not going to have the same exact benefit as far as your low blood pressure. If you're using that to balance that out, I don't know, but find out for yourself before you use it, and then there you go. But as far as flavoring is concerned, oh my gosh, I tell you what, you just try it. You'll see what I'm talking about, like I am now. So I hope this information is super beneficial for you, because it is something that is near and dear to my heart. It's one of those happy memories I had as a child of one of the favorite things I used to love to draw when I was a kid. And I just like knowing that something that, you know, you just have as a happy memory as a child, and realize that it can not only change your life by just the happy thought of it, but also by being able to nourish your body and improve the way you can live on a daily, is just like, that's just like a fantastic blessing of knowledge to be able to gain, especially when you get older and you just want to love it and appreciate it more. So I hope that this is something that will be able to be cherished in your life as well. And that's it, my friends. That's it, my pod trail buddies. If you had a wonderful time walking along with me, I hope you join me for the next one. But until then, what do? We love ourselves kindly, and we are grateful for one thing each and every day. You guys take care. See you next time. Okay. Well, walk with you next time.
Listen, it's a long to get us where we want to go. It's a long road to get us where we want to go. I'll keep on going.